The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello there and welcome to this version of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, October the 2nd. It's at Tipperary today and we've got a really good mixed card for you, where we've got a combination of group races and graded races alike. We've got the Concord Stakes at 2:10. Then we've got the Easterback Hurdle, Grade 2, which is the 3:20. Followed by the Joan Mack Novices Hurdle at 3:55. And then rounding off with a cracking-looking Novices Chase, their Like a Butterfly Grade 3 contest at 5 o'clock. So let's get stuck into the action. And we begin with the 1:40, which is a maiden contest for two-year-olds, where Galilean is likely to take all the beating here from the Aidan O'Brien stable. This horse made a really promising debut at Nace back in the latter parts of last month, when finishing third behind the well-fancied, well-backed winner Territory from the Jer Lyons stable. In keeping with the quite a few of Aidan O'Brien's horses first time out, wasn't knocked about unduly once his winning chance had gone, but he did keep on quite nicely to get beat three lengths by the winner back in third. Sure to improve both mentally and physically for that initial outing. I do expect the son of Galileo to take a very strong hand in the first race today at Tipperary.
Race 2.
Moving on then to the first of the very big races here today. And it comes in the shape of the Concord Stakes at 2:10, which is a Group 3 contest. Plenty of inform and solid soft ground performers go to post, but none more so than Adrian Keatley's flying filly Jet Setting, who's had such a wonderful season for Connections. Of course, very much remembered for being bought for 12,000 guineas and sold for 1.3 million. Now, of course, runs in the China Horse Club International colours, and hopefully they'll get a return on their investment today. Although she was beaten on her last two starts in Grade 1 company, she was up against the likes of Kemo and Alice Springs, and the ground, to be fair to her, probably wouldn't have been as ideal as she would require. On heavy ground, she's virtually unbeatable, as we saw at the Curragh in the Irish 1000 guineas when she beat Minding, and her two trial races early on in the season when she was very impressive at Cork and Leopardstown. With heavy ground, the order of the day here today at Tipperary, I'd expect Jet Setting to get back on track in the 2:10.
Race number 3.
On to the 2:45 then, and a very competitive handicap with 14 runners set to go to post. No great surprise to see Downforce, one of the market leaders here from the William McCreary stable. This horse was a big eye catcher the other day in a competitive race at the Curragh, doing all his best work at the end. He finished fifth behind Titness, but surely with a better run he would have gone a lot closer. And it's noticeable that most of his best form is over 6 and 7 furlongs, so expect a good run from Downforce. But I'm quite keen on Canary Row here from an each-way perspective. Paddy Prendergast charges well adverse to running in these competitive handicaps. And soft ground won't be an issue for him either, as he proved last time out when he won a similar race to this at Listowel. He's got some very good form going here around Tipperary. And he's drawn in stall one as well. He should get a lovely run through from Tribal Path, who's drawn in stall through as the obvious front runner. So he's likely to get dragged into the hottest part of the race without doing too much work around the inside. And Canary Row, at his morning price, around about 10 to 1, makes quite a bit of each way appeal there.
Race 4.
White Rear switch our attentions then to the national hunt scene. And one of their big races, if not the biggest race of the day, is the Easterbrack Hurdle, which should, in theory, go the way of Willie Mullins. He's got Ivan Grosny here doing duty. And the way this horse has basically been reformed, really, since making the running, he looks a really good bet here to supplement his win in a Grade 3 contest back in July when he won by 11 lengths, beating Stabber companion Semper Pudici. He's since gone to the Galway Festival and won on the flat by 14 lengths. And the ease underfoot shouldn't inconvenience this horse either, as he was a winner at soft ground at Aintree last year. So back to his happy hunting ground with another strong front running ride, you'd imagine. Ivan Grosny should take all the beating there in the 3:20.
Race 5.
onto the Joe McNovice's Hurdle, the Grade 3 contest. And once again, Willie Mullins has got the favourite in the shape of Penn Hill, who's gradually getting his act together over hurdles. Following one modest run at Killarney when he jumped awfully, he's managed to put behind that display with gutsy efforts at Galway and at Listowel last time out, beating his main market rival, Belsas, into the process. Heavy ground shouldn't be an issue either for him here today, or softest ground, as he's got plenty of good soft ground form on the flat. And with his hurdling technique a lot more reliable now, Penn Hill is likely to justify favouritism in the 3.55.
Race number 6.
On to one of the big handicaps of the day then, over hurdles, which is the 2 mile contest coming up at 4.25. And I quite like the chances at the prices here of Prickly this morning for the inform Edward O'Grady stable. Although this horse was a well-beaten favourite last time out at Down Royal, he did travel noticeably well in that contest until just getting picked off late on by Black Benny. But given that the ground is a bit softer today, which is more in his favour, and it's a bigger field with a likely he's going to get plenty more cover today and he won't be so keen as he was last time out, I'd expect Prickly to at least make the first four here with four places on offer. And you can back him at double figure prices as well this morning, which looks quite tempting. So Prickly is the each way choice there in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to probably what is the most eagerly anticipated race of the afternoon in many respects, because we've got a whole host of informed summer jumping horses up against the very, very talented Alpha de Zabot, who of course is one of the best stayers around, as he proved last year when he chased down Thistlecrack in the World Hurdle at Cheltenham. It was a bit disappointing, has to be said, when sent off even money at Punchestown behind One Track Mind, but that was probably off the back of several hard-knocking races throughout the middle of winter, so he shouldn't be judged too harshly on that performance. But he's a really good 158 hurdler at his best, and we can't wait for him to go over hurdles. He's always looked a chaser in the making. Of course, he's won his only point-to-point in his first race in his career, so this is very much what he's been born to do virtually all his life. So with Mouse Morris, the master at getting horses ready first time out, this looks a really good opportunity for him, albeit it is quite a tough heat up against the likes of Sandy Mount Duke, Tiger Roll, Western Lady et al. But we'd expect Alpha de Zabot to make a winning chasing debut there in the 5 o'clock.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a decent looking bumper race to conclude the card. Well, I'm quite keen here on Adrian Keighley's Mountain Rock, who comes here via two very impressive performances at the Killarney Festival and Galway Festival alike. Particularly last time out at Galway when he got the better of First Figaro, who of course is a very talented horse from the Dermot Wells stable. And that form of that race has worked out really well with the likes of the Birdie Crow, Minds Made Up, etc, etc, all frank in the form. He's got to prove himself with a bit of cutting the ground this afternoon, but hopefully he should be okay. And I do like this horse's attitude. So Mountain Rock is the choice in the final race. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Really busy week coming up over in Ireland this week. We'll get back to you hopefully one of the days during the week, and hopefully we'll have a few podcasts online for you in the coming week. Thanks very much for listening, and it's goodbye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.